This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Mac and Tass on the very first live broadcast prior to the official opening of the Victorian Pride Centre. Our guest now is John Oliver. John is member number one, and it's a great honour to have you here to talk to us, John. Tass.
John, it's lovely to speak with you. John, could you tell us what your very first experience of Joy was?
Yes, I was looking and setting up a radio station for the LGBT community located in Melbourne. I had to contact the Australian Broadcasting Authority at the time in Canberra, and that was in 1992. And we've gone on, and there was four aspirant radio stations up for license for 94, and we finally got the license in 98. The actual full-time license.
And John, what do you think has been Joy's greatest contribution to our community?
Well, first of all, some of the programs over the years have been absolutely important. One of the most important ones to me was the program that Yoshi and John Jennings used to work with, and that was the coming out stories of different people coming on air and talking about their experiences of coming out and helping the younger community and the more senior community who haven't come out to be able to basically realised that they had the opportunity to come out if they wanted to. And some of the other programs were like Mark Drummond doing the Saturday night dance program, and Colin Chrysler, Allegro Non Troppo with Adam and Peter, and the whole station just seemed to grow from a mere start, and it finally came out. We had Midsummer on the phone for telephone line, that all went back to the station in South Melbourne in 94, and you know, there was great lots of fun and joy happened. And of course, the other most important thing was we'd have doctors and the medical people on air talking about HIV/AIDS and the different discussions that brought up about how to get well and keep well.
John, you're bringing up lots of memories, but tell us, what has been your single most important highlight?
One of the most important ones, that, and it's to do with fundraising, it was the Three Faces Rejoice dance party. Well, all the community came out for it. It was one of the biggest dance parties for a long, long while. We had dancing boys, drag queens, you name it, we had it. And we had one of the best programs, best shows on Three Faces at the time. And we thoroughly enjoyed it, and we raised a lot of money.
And I think, John, the most really important question, we've got this one and another one to go, but the future of Joy, what do you see?
Well, Joy has grown from virtually nothing and grown to being a well-organised run radio station within the community for the LGBTIQA+ community. And I am very proud of all the people that have been involved with the radio station. Years ago, they used to say, oh, it's John Oliver's radio station, but it was never. It was always the community's radio station. And I think that we've grown so much and so well, and this new studio set up and the Pride Centre, we should all be very, very proud of ourselves for what we've done.
John, that's a very long roll call of people who've participated in making joy what it is. What's your final message to our listeners this morning?
Well, to all the volunteers and sponsors and allied supporters, I'd like to thank you all for being such great support to this organisation. And without all of you people, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be Joy 94.9 at all. So I'm very, very proud that we've come out, and we've been so proud of everything that we've done and achieved the goals that I wanted to happen. And would you believe this very latest goal that we're going for now is actually the final goal that I was hoping would happen, and it's happened.
Look, thank you so much, John. Member number one, that's something no one else will ever be number one, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Pride Centre in the official opening sometime in July.
Thanks, Maka.
Thank you, and have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye, Taz.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.